JK4NX Z-Mobile.
JN4TFW.
How'd that go?
And that not too bad, just making a dump run right now.
Deal. Yeah, we did that Monday.
Now that way there ain't a bunch of people there. If you go on Saturday morning, you're backing up.
So is y'all's closed on, well, no, hey, ours is closed on Wednesday for some reason. What about yours?
Yeah, it's closed on Mondays.
No sense with everybody getting in there on Saturday. I don't know why ours is in the middle of the week.
I'll go out and fix a couple of broke down trucks.
No, not at all. No. Today was fairly good.
Now get out of this side street. It's pretty tough here on the 101 sometimes.
Understandable.
Break this afternoon?
Nothing right now. Everything's quiet on the eastern front. All's clear in Sector 7. Do you remember that radio show or TV show?
The call down sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
I don't know the name of the show, but it started out with two agents or security guys chasing somebody down a hall, long hallway, and as soon as they got past a certain mark, which was Sector 7. As soon as they got through that, they just radioed in all clear in Sector 7. So the guy just kept running.
Yeah, Google will tell you, though.
Robert's shifted times because I was going to try to get with him on a NVIS antenna he said he made.
He might be on right now. He said he usually monitors it if you call out to him.
Remember his call sign.
It's case something four IYI.
Damn.
I may remember. Reach him on a HF channel.
I talked with a guy when I was up there in Shenandoah National Park. On a guy who was going down the interstate running 200 watts on an HF rig. And, man, he sounded like he was sitting in the same car. That's when I was doing that mobile deal at the park, but portable. But he sounded good.
Up there by you at the... I don't know, there's a little campground or something across from the park or something, but there the preppers and are having a little event up there by you, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Event?
Studio stuff. I'll scan the event schedule and send it to you. They're going to have some radio stuff, I think, on Saturday and some demos and then some self-defense like CPW stuff and that, and then, you know, cooking out, how to cook out, you know, in this situation or that situation and that. So, nice little event.
Man, I ought to do my fish class up there.
Send me tomorrow morning, I'll scan that paperwork I got and I'll email it to you.
Well, can you remind me to remind you?
Yeah, baby, I can. KN4TFW. I'm trying to come in here. Come on, other station. I'm at spot.
Looks like somebody else trying to come in.
Any different? I got the windows open.
Must have been in a bad spot.
Else out there. I hear a little wind noise. Go ahead, other station.
KO4 Charlie Kilo Kilo. Just testing a new little radio.
You. noise with you. I don't know if you're on a handheld, that'd be understandable. If you're on a mobile, you might want to check your antenna connection.
Well, I am on a handheld. If you can copy down.
The handheld portion of it, KK4NXC.
KK4, Charlie Kilo Kilo.
Can't be on him and that, and with the windows open, that wasn't helping much.
Or ID, KU4OTW.
Excuse me. In 0TR Mobile, good afternoon.
Tom, this is KK4NXC.
Good afternoon, Tom, KN4TFW.
How are you fellas doing this afternoon? We're just headed down to a baseball game, and if I got my names right, that's Sean, is that correct?
Mike, I used to be up in TR, but I've since moved to the Pickens area, but KK4NXE.
And this is Ken Kilo Echo November, KN4TFW up in Greer.
Well, good afternoon to you both. And Mike, and Ken, I'm negotiating a turn here. I've got a one-track mind. Bernie says men don't multitask. Well, I guess that's right, Ken. Steve seemed like he disappeared there for a minute. We're going down and watch the grandson. I might admit I'm going to sit in the car, I think, instead of in the crowd, though. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I hear you. With all the illnesses going around, you got to you got to take all the precautions. And Bernice is probably right about her comment too. And that, but I've arrived at the house. I got to jump out for a little bit, and I'll try to catch up with you guys later. KN4TFW.
Care, Ken. We'll talk to you in the morning. 73's KK4NX.
Yeah, I think he's probably correct there. I'll have to give Bernice that one. Oh, and on the crowds, I have congestive heart failure, so, and I'm over 60 and by a long ways, so I'm going to try to watch it a little bit, although I had to go get a blood draw yesterday at the doctor's office, and I got to go back for an appointment. I just got a text saying that Furman University canceled all their classes.
Somebody down in the Clemson area thought they had it, but I think it ended up testing negative. It wasn't anybody associated. It wasn't a student of Clemson, but yeah, I mean, it's something you got to watch out for.
Correct. That's the same thing I heard. I don't know what the situation is on the ones over at Spartanburg. The daughter just called us a while ago, and she's far from being a germophobic. She's a school teacher. And they just confirmed it in the town right next to theirs up there in Michigan. So it's not a good situation, but I can't say that it hasn't been expected. And they finally got around to calling it a pandemic, but duh, it's been that for a long time now.
Some issue with the word pandemic, I can't remember, somebody told me today the reason they've been holding off on using that, but you can tell just simply by what happened over there in Italy, it's over here now. They said the next couple of months will probably be rough.
Those viruses are kind of susceptible to heat. I mean, it's like the flu. You notice it kind of disappears in the summertime. So, good Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise, maybe it'll dissipate. China yesterday reported zero new cases, so it's slowing down over there.
That's a good sign. Hopefully that does that here before we get too involved in this thing.
I do like that old boy I was talking to one time. See, I need to turn at this place here, don't I, Bernice? At the top of the hill? Or we're going to Edwards Mill. Never mind. That old boy I was talking to on a CB radio one time back in the 70s, he's going down I-70, and he's talking about the chuck holes in the highway, which were pitiful back then. He says, I'd like to throw this road in the ditch. Well, that's what I'd like to do with the coronavirus.
I'm with you on that one.
Put in a Bobcat one time. That's a semi without the truck behind it and or without the trailer. And I'll tell you, Mike, it liked to beat me to death just going 28 miles from Pittsburgh, Kansas to Joplin, Missouri. And I went and got a CDL one time just in case out of work. I thought, well, it'd be a good thing to have. And I'm certainly thankful I never had to use it except a couple of times to move a truck a few blocks in town in the city of Pittsburgh, Kansas, and I didn't have to go outside the city limits. But, wow, those things really are rough, and I don't think this one had the air glide. It was an old white.
What I work on each and every day, I had... They've done a lot of changes to those to make them more comfortable. I mean, they've got air seats, air suspension, cab air suspension. I mean, it's almost some of the newer ones, almost like riding in a big bus.
Deserve it, and they certainly earn their money. It's a rough life, I'll tell you. They'll probably have showers in them before long. That's the only thing I'd miss. I can't go to bed at night without a shower. But yeah, this one, it had a cushion seat over in the driver's seat, but one over on the rider's side over there was just a solid seat, and oh my gracious, my left lung's attached to my rib cage, and I have a lot of arthritis in it anyways, and even back then when I was young, they just beat the snot out of me.
I don't know how you stood that. I'd even in today's, with the air ride, I couldn't ride in a solid mounted seat. I mean, it will beat, on a smooth road, it'll beat you to death.
Yeah, it did. No question about it. Now, we used to go duck hunting, and one of my friends had a Chevrolet Blazer, and they're a short wheelbase and real stiff. And once we went through that gate to head down to the pond to hunt, I just have to sit there and hold my side as tight as I could and beg for him to slow down because, that thing rode like a rock. I don't know what anybody wanted a Blazer for.
The Ford Broncos, the bigger ones, I think I had a 79. It was about the same way. I mean, the frame is bolted straight to the body. There wasn't much flexing to that thing at all. And I remember getting in a little bit of a bind and it breaking the body bolts in the rear. I mean, that was a buckboard wagon ride right there.
Yeah, I don't envy you, Mike. They've come a long ways. There's no question about it. Nephew's wife took us to visit an old sanatorium up in Boston when we visited up there last year. And she went flying across that parking lot in one of those new SUVs. And it's a real nice one. I think it's a Lexus. And I finally told her, you just got to slow down. I can't take that. But I'm real susceptible to it. My neighbor took me out in his bass boat, and we were tooling along at about 55 miles an hour, and I was just sitting there holding my side. It's really painful. But, it was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, a boat would give you a good jar.
Brother-in-law had a Phoenician ski boat, and it'd go about 35 miles an hour up on Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. And he went buzzing across there, and a lot of those people buy ocean liners to put on those lakes up there. And we hit one of those lakes, and I got to tell you, it just liked to tore me up. I thought I went through the seat it hit so hard. But what are you going to do if you're along for the ride and you're not driving?
Yes, see the driver.
I didn't buy one for that reason. I just soon have about a 12 or 14 foot John boat, Big John, one of them real wide ones. That's all I ever fished in all my life anyways. was a John boat up in Kansas, and have a nice troller on it. And after being in the Navy, that's just about as far as I ever wanted to be from land again, is the strip pits of southeast Kansas.
Were you on in the Navy?
I was in a flight crew that flew off the USS Bennington. I was stationed at Naval Air Station San Diego. And the ship was stationed in Long Beach. But I wasn't on it very much. And I got transferred off to another airplane, a P-3 Orion, with my brother caught a P-3 squadron. My wife and I just got married, and I thought, well, I'll request duty with brother. It was kind of a policy back then. And with his help, he was a personnelman, he got my orders cut, and so I went up there and was able to bring my wife out after we got married and get settled down before I ever went over to Vietnam.
Received no major injuries in all of that.
I don't want to even go into it, but yes, I did. And it wasn't a combat wound, put it that way. I had a form of emphysema and lost a half a lung, and both my lungs collapsed. And I had a pretty terrible time there for about a year. And it all turned out okay, and the surgeon said, "Don't marry him, Bernice. He's not going to live that long." And I told her, I said, "I'm going to fool him, Mom, and we've been married 52 years, Mike."
Well, that goes to show you how wrong they can be sometimes.
It was too ethical, but it doesn't bother me to say, he's dead and I'm still alive.
My word. Yep, I had a doctor tell a friend of mine he was going to die, and they didn't take his arms off, and he had some kind of inflammation going on. And he says, "Well, I'm not going to do that." He said, "Just pull the feeding tubes," he said, and "let me go." And he went into like a little bit of a coma. And about 3 or 4 days later, he woke up, told somebody to get him a hamburger. He was hungry. And that dude lived for 2 more years, and his swelling in his arms and all that. All that inflammation went down, and he was fine.
Only the good Lord can assign those parameters. My sister was given 6 months with colon cancer, and she lived 3 years. And did pretty good for about 2.5 of those. So you just never know. I've heard cases like that, but, you know, everybody wants to know, and usually they got to come up with a figure. Like when my first episode with my lungs happened, they wanted the doctor to give a percentage of whether I'd survive or not, and he didn't want to do it. Well, the Red Cross wouldn't fly him home. He was in the Navy, too, in San Diego at the time, and he didn't have the money to come, and he was a first class and had a family, and so finally the doctor said 50-50, and they give him the money and let him fly home.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want that burden on you to give some kind of percentage. I mean, nobody's got a crystal ball.
A long time ago. Bad memories there. Oh, man. No, that was a rough go. I was bleeding internally on top of the lung problem, and they just didn't know. But I won't say I was tough. I'd just say I was lucky, Mike. Well, I don't know which way we're going to go now, Bernice. We're trying to follow this GPS, and I thought it was, but Mike, I better let you go and get to paying attention here, because I'm going to hit traffic pretty quick. and we're headed down to Fisher High School, I guess. And been nice talking to you this afternoon. You have a good day. 73. The Central TR clear.
Good talking to you again. It's been a couple of years, but you have a good one. KK4NXC.